This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer. We're always super happy with all the hard work he does for us. All very much appreciated. In the studio with us now, we have two guests. So we're going to talk to Chip Zechman at 7:40. He's a sales development specialist from PlayWorld. So we'll talk about the playground that will be coming to Lewisburg. That's part of a great big thank you for all the volunteers and career firefighters who responded to the PlayWorld fire last year. So we'll be talking to him at 7:40 this morning. But Steve Beatty is back. He's the community development and grant manager for the borough of Lewisburg. Probably days could never be long enough to get all the things you could get done or wish to get done or you know, hope to do. But Steve, welcome on board.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me again.
I really do appreciate seeing you here. You're one of those hands-on folks, too. I remember last summer I saw you down at the site. You know, you were doing your thing, monitoring or measuring or making sure that everybody's in compliance. So, meaning the, well, what's the name of the site? I call it the Hoofnagle site, but you have...
Yeah, well, we're calling it the Bull Run Greenway Project at Hoofnagle Park.
All right, so we're going to talk about that in this particular segment. So, let's just take things in order of when we last just talked about it. The last time you were here, we talked about a new emergency siren. And folks may think, okay, well, this is, you know, somewhat noteworthy. But this is kind of a big deal in terms of the community making sure that you're able to get in touch with people if necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely is. The borough has not had an emergency notification system for many years, and it's all part of our flood resiliency needs and how we live with floods in Lewisburg, like many communities in central Pennsylvania.
All right, and so tell me where it is, how it works, and what's happening.
So we're in the middle of, we'll be bidding this project in 2 months. It's fully funded with our community development block grant funding, and it will consist of 4 sirens throughout the borough. And they'll be typical sirens that you think of, like a fire siren, but it'll also have a notification system where it'll actually speak, and it'll give you warnings such as, you know, there's a flood warning, imminent flooding going to occur, stay aware, seek high ground, those kind of messages.
And will you do testing of it from time to time
as
that occurs?
Yes, we'll be doing annual testing, and we'll notify the community, notify the media, and so forth. And I think, you know, some people may go, well, that's an old-fashioned way to do things, and it may be, but at the end of the day, that is the best way to get people out of their beds if it's in the middle of the night, or certain folks just are not connected, you know, with a phone in their pocket constantly or by their side. But for those folks who do have a phone by their side, we're also going to implement a text notification system. And that texting system, you'll be able to sign up online and select the emergency notifications, but also you may select non-emergency notifications so that if you desire to know a certain street is closed today, the non-emergency notification system will tell you things like that.
Okay, so emergency and non-emergency kind of information would be helpful there. All right, so maybe you can even sign up for the third layer, a volunteer layer, where they tell you about good festivals and activities.
Oh,
and
yeah, well, that would be part of the non-emergency.
Okay,
we would absolutely send out notifications to big events in Lewisburg.
Remind folks about that. So, okay, so that's the new emergency system, the siren. I call it the new emergency siren, but that's just one aspect of it. And you'll be asking people at some time in the future to submit their text number?
Yeah, our hope that the system will be up and running later this summer. And while we're in the middle of the testing and so forth, we'll start that process and advertising and letting everyone know it's available for sign-up.
All right. Well, you have an open mic here between this station and our FM stations.
Great.
Everybody in Lewisburg listens to one of them. That's right. Our theory, anyway. All right. Well, that sounds super. All right. The Hoofnagle Bathroom Project.
Yeah.
I understand some drilling is under or will be underway. If it's not already, tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, that portion of the project is complete. We wrapped that up just before Christmas, and that included drilling under the one parking lot in Hoofnagle Park and then under the railroad tracks. And so if you have been by the train station, the borough building, you'll see that some landscaping got ripped out and there's piles of dirt and so forth on a big excavator. So that boring under the railroad and parking lot allowed us to connect water and sewer from 5th Street into the park, and that's a big deal because there's no sanitary or water in Market Street for us to tap off of or St. Louis Street, so it was a heavy lift expense-wise to do that.
Okay, but you had to do that. Of course, you need the sewer and water
right.
in order to do the restroom. And can you run other utilities through there now? Or is
no, it was sized just for those two utilities. Electricity will come from another location, and then we'll be connecting the restroom and putting in Wi-Fi from the restroom so that Wi-Fi extends into the park, and that will be coming from the train station, beamed over from the train station.
Okay, so status of the bathroom project itself.
Yeah, so it's all one contract. The restroom will be or is under construction. It's a manufactured building, and it will come in on a truck. It'll be about 80,000 pounds, and it will be craned into the site. So we would expect that will occur sometime in early April, weather dependent. And so the next phase of the project on the ground will be to construct the foundations for the building.
All right. And anything else about the bathroom project? I mean, this is an important project because really it's going to be a go-to facility, so to speak, in town.
yes. And many people may remember there used to be bathrooms downtown. And those, when the Borough Hall was at what is currently Coldwell Banker, there were restrooms back there. They've since been closed for the last 15, almost 20 years. And so they've been sorely missed. So this is a big deal for the community and for the kids. When kids are at the park, they don't necessarily have the ability to hold it until they get back home.
So. And you had portable restrooms there sometimes.
You know, they were there always.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And this new restroom will go exactly in the space that the portable restrooms were located at.
All right. And some cameras associated with
yep.
this. Some folks might like the security.
Yep. We will have security in that portion of the park. And it's an unnecessary or a necessary thing to do these days, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so and some folks might like to know that when they're down there anyway, that there's some cameras going on. All right, so that's the restroom project. The rail trail project, we can certainly see. It was hard for me to vision where it was going to be. Now it's obvious the status of that.
Yeah, so construction is in hibernation at the moment because of the weather, and the type of work that goes on really, really can't occur in cold weather like other type of work, excavating and utilities. So what you see down there is the beginnings of the trail running from Market to St. Louis, and that was partially built in October and November before they closed up for the winter. And this winter, they'll be building the nature play components, but that will be done at the contractor's shop up in Williamsport. So I'll be visiting up there through the winter, making sure that those components are constructed to specification and so forth.
All right. And this is the nature play area. Refresh my memory, some of the details about that.
So the nature play area will include, lots of rocks and stones and big trunks of trees for kids to climb on, and there'll be a slide in that space. And then there'll also be things like, having kids be able to touch different soil materials and stones and pebbles. There'll be an edible garden and, you know, different spaces built with the landscape and trees and shrubs and flowers and so forth. And it's, you know, it's meant to be a hands-on area for kids to really connect with nature. And some, you know, sometimes kids who live in town and so forth, they don't have that chance to get out to RB Winter State Park and so forth. So this may be their first you know, touch with nature, so to speak, as a young child.
All right. And you'll have access. The kids will be able to touch Bull Run as well, the creek that goes through there.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to get a little bit closer to that. We don't have time for it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the floodplain restoration work that has taken place there. Is that the floodplain restoration, is that 100% done?
The grading is done. What we need to do there is the final landscaping and native plant material installation that will come in the spring.
All right. Well, we're going to elaborate on what the mission, really, what the goal was there to return that area to what it looked like maybe a century or more ago.
Right.
So,
yep.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that. All right. That's when we come back. By then, we'll talk to Chip Zekman from PlayWorld. But we have Steve Beatty here. We just heard from him, the Community Development and Grant Manager at the Borough of Lewisburg, talking about all the infrastructure projects there, the siren and the notification system, the Hoofnagle bathroom project, the rail trail project, and the nature play area. When we come back, we'll talk more about that floodplain restoration, and we're going to ask you to plug the plunge when we come back. The polar bear plunge is a month or so away, so we'll be talking about that when we come back on WKOK Sunrise.
From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. We are right in the middle of our interview with Steve Beatty. He's the Community Development Grant Manager in the Borough of Lewisburg. We're going to be talking about the many infrastructure projects underway here, and we'll specifically get the Hoofnagle Park floodplain restoration words out of the way. But then we're going to talk about the polar bear plunge. And we got my new hero. He's actually designs playground. Chip Zekman is here from PlayWorld. Let's just get a little glimpse of this. How much fun is that, designing playgrounds?
It definitely is a lot of fun, Mark. Thanks.
Are you a kid at heart?
You have to be.
Good for you. Yeah, I just think that's super. Well, good for you. Okay. But is there some stress associated? You probably got all kinds of deadlines and rules.
Oh, there's deadlines all over the country.
So okay. So, yeah.
Plays an important factor of life.
Wow. Isn't that funny? Isn't that fun? You know, you hear, you know, you have a job ultra comprehensive and you can do 1,000 things in a different day. His job, get people to have fun on time, and he goes home happy. So,
I think Chip's got a great job.
And that works. Okay, we're going to talk about that, plus the playground that PlayWorld is donating, and that is super noteworthy. So we're going to talk about that. Steve Beatty, okay, Hoofnagle Park floodplain restoration kind of looks pretty done to me when I drive by on 6th Street. Tell us where we are in relation to the beginning and the end.
All the mass grading's complete. There's a cover crop to keep it stable through the winter, and in the spring time we'll come back in and plant trees and shrubs and the wildflower native meadow along the stream banks.
All right, so this is going to be full of all kinds of natural accoutrements that folks will be able to learn from just by observation, or if they wanted to participate in some sort of a lesson, that could happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is putting nature right in the heart of Lewisburg, and it's really cool.
All right. And in the past, the creek, Bull Run, that goes through there was very constricted and almost had to flood if it was had high water. This increases the floodplain there.
Yeah. It was a torrent, and I witnessed the 1990 flash flood of Bull Run, and it was, you know, a river going down 6th Street. So this project and future projects will alleviate that type of aggressive flooding that is, you know, just hard to recover from and, you know, takes lives, unfortunately.
Right, yeah. Witness the mention of Hufnagel Park going all the way back to Hurricane Agnes. Okay, so the Hufnagel Park floodplain restoration, it's called a restoration because the goal was to restore it to what it may have looked like. I guess you'd almost have to go back about 200 years.
More than likely. Right. Ludwig Dürr knows what it looked like.
Okay, so we were talking about, he's a name dropper now. Okay, super. Steve hasn't forgotten anything in the past 20 years, so if you want to talk history, he either knows the answer or who does know. So
right.
This is always fun to have that conversation. Okay, so, but the restoration is really to design to make sure, you know, the water could in the past, decades ago, spill out into a shallow valley. And you're working on restoring some of that.
Yeah, and the hope is that we will continue doing projects just like that on other segments of Bull Run further upstream. So more than likely, we're preliminarily looking at the area north of Market Street as our next focus area to, again, remove a lot of the soil that was placed in the floodplain years ago and letting Bull Run spread out, adding native plants and naturalizing it.
Somebody may argue the piers have got to go.
No, we won't. We will not remove the piers, but certainly we'll integrate the piers into our restoration.
All right, introduce our good guest here, Chip Zechman from
Playwood. So I've been working with Chip since summertime, and Chip's with PlayWorld, and he's just a star designer. Over my years, I've worked with him on numerous playgrounds in the valley, and we're happy to have him designing the new playground at Hufnagel.
All right, Chip, give us a quick turnaround tour. There's going to be a new playground there. What's going to be in it? What will kids be able to do? And sort of set the scene.
Well, first of all, Mark, from PlayWorld's perspective, this is a thank you to the 13 first responding companies that came around and helped us during our fire back in May. This is PlayWorld's way of giving back, and it's something we're very excited about. Okay. So taking a look, you know, we met with the borough. We wanted to come up with, you know, kind of a new playground area for down at Hufnagel, the old Kidsburg site. One really important thing to note is we're bringing swings back. That was the first thing we heard from everybody. When the old swings were removed, they had to have swings again. So I'm very pleased to announce that we are bringing swings back to Hufnagel. What we did was we wanted to really design a playground that kind of had the best of the best. We wanted to go through and really design a playground that we were very proud of. Lewisburg is going to be getting the very first new climber we just designed called the Keto Climber. It's a super cool, multi-sensory, lot of users. That's going to be at the very entrance of the park. It's going to greet you as you walk in. The thing's awesome. It'll be super exciting for the kids.
I describe it as kind of like an angular, more of a triangular pyramid type thing.
It's a pyramid dome type affair. It's got multiple levels of play throughout. It's certainly an iconic piece. You know, you're not going to see something. When you look at it, it's like, wow, that's different.
It's going to draw kids in.
It is going to draw kids in. It's going to draw adults in, too.
Well, that's true, yeah.
I've kids at heart.
I've been known to supervise play at the playground, participatory. So, okay, so that happens. The Keto Climber will be part of that. One of the pictures you sent us shows a picture of the William Cameron Engine Company truck, truck.
That's our way of wanting to really give back to the community. We wanted to acknowledge William Cameron, our local fire department, and our great appreciation for their efforts. So we designed a custom fire truck climber in yellow to match the Lewisburg William Cameron trucks, just as kind of a thank you, you know, back to the community and, you know, how important volunteerism is, you know, throughout our valley, not just the William Cameron Company, but to the 12 other first responding companies in the valley.
Right, and if folks don't recall, back in May, there was a fire at one of the shipping areas at PlayWorld, and it was really out of control. Firefighters, career, and volunteers stopped it. By then, it had already done quite a bit of damage that you guys are still dealing with, but nonetheless, they stopped it in its tracks and kept it from spreading, and that is a super big deal.
Exactly. That was something that, you know, this is our way of saying thank you. You know, I mean, they they really saved our business and our building. And you know, this was kind of, we want to bring play and thank those people, you know, for their efforts.
Okay, yeah, career and volunteer firefighters.
Got to be
clear about that. Okay, so the Keto Climber, you did not design this particular piece of equipment.
I did not. In my role, I'm not an actual component designer. I am a playground layout designer. So I actually take components that are pre-manufactured or pre-designed, you know, by our teams of concept engineers. We've got some of the best in the business. But I take what they come up with and I apply it to playground layout and, you know, kind of design the actual environment.
So if I think, when I see a PlayWorld playground, either this future one or the one that's on St. Mary Street outside town,
yeah.
I think they're randomly placed, but au contraire.
No, they're not. It's a very thought-out process.
I'm sure it is. Well, thank you for all you're doing. I know you, in addition to this, some of this is part of your work, but you're making sure this is done right, and you're doing some of your own time.
It's our pleasure. We're really excited about this project. We're happy to be partnering with the Borough of Lewisburg. You know, I've been working hand-in-hand with Steve here for months now, but we're very excited about it. We're going to probably be using that for really a... What am I trying to say
sort
here?
Of a showcase.
Yeah, a showcase park that when we have visitors come into PlayWorld that, you know, we'll be able to take them there and, you know, show off some of this new stuff. And, you know, St. Mary's did that for us for years. Now we're going to have Huffnagel as well.
Okay. There's some kind of a word for something that's a showpiece, but I can't think of. Steve, what's the word we're looking for?
Oh, now he puts me on
an
spot.
Icon or something like that.
Iconic, yeah.
There you go. I like that.
And, you know, the colors, you know, we're bringing, you know, that's important too. We talked earlier about, you know, the importance of colors for playgrounds, but it will have the Lewisburg green.
All right, well, we got it. Well, thank you so much, Chip. Really, thanks for all you're doing. I do appreciate it. This will mean Kidsburg moves up to Wolf Field and the new park goes in Kidsburg.
Yeah, so we have some a good bit of the equipment from Kidsburg was over 20 years old, so we scrapped that. Now, there was some components that were in the front of Kidsburg that are about 7 years old and still have life in them. So starting next week, those play areas or equipment components will be disassembled and moved up to Wolf Field, where there was a playground, but it slowly has eroded away because of it was old equipment and had to be removed due to safety concerns, maintenance issues, and so forth. So the neighborhood up on the north end of town by the ball fields will get a, you know, called a new playground. And that's sorely needed because there's a lot of kids that are, you know, watching their siblings on softball or baseball, and they need a place to play during those games.
All right. That's called respite time for moms and dads.
Right-o,
so, yeah, nothing wrong with that. Okay, so Kidsburg's moving up to Wolf Field, so we'll keep an eye out for that. You're painting boulevard lights. Tell me about that. These are the three globe lights that I'm used to seeing in town.
Yeah, so Lewisburg has many. Don't ask me how many. I'll have that answer for you next time. But the borough is going through a comprehensive refurbishment of the three globe boulevard light. And so we started on Market Street down by the river back over the summer, slowly working our way through Market Street. And one of the fun things, I did a lot of research on the history with the help of others, the history of the boulevard light. And so one of the boulevard lights will be painted black, and that will show up later this year. And then there'll be a informational kiosk next to that light that will, you know, allow visitors, residents, and such to learn the history of the boulevard light. And it's a lengthy history, and it's something special in Lewisburg.
All right, well, please come back and talk about that as that becomes closer to reality. Finally, the Polar Bear Plunge is coming up on February 5th. You have to plug that today. You're not directly associated with
so
it.
So this is from my buddy Taylor, who couldn't make it today.
Taylor Lightman.
Yeah, the Polar Bear Plunge is happening 2 p.m. February 5th at Lewisburg Landing. That's St. George Street by the river. Proceeds benefit the Lewisburg neighborhoods, and folks can register at lewisburgneighborhoods.org. Registration's $15. Plungers will get to get a plunge hat while supplies last to commemorate the experience, which is quite the experience.
Have you plunged?
I have not done the Lewisburg plunge. I have been in very cold water over the years.
Okay, so you have done
in
it.
Different events. So to ring in the new year, they're actually going to take $5 off your ticket price using the coupon code 2022, and this offer is for the next 2 days and ends at 11:30 p.m. on Friday.
Oh.
So that would lower your ticket price registration to $10.
Wow, super. Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. Well, good. Okay, so go to LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, sign up now in the next 48 hours, and you save $5 on your $15 registration for the Polar Bear Plunge. Chip Zekman's a sales development specialist from PlayWorld. Chip Beattie is the community development and grant manager in Lewisburg. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
It's
this was
pleasure.
Great.